Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, and that was the end. And that was the version from the 2001 Space Odyssey. So, but that is, can you hear me, Sue?
Yes.
Oh, thank God. It's always quite a relief to know people can hear me. Anyway, that the Blue Danube Waltz is my favorite all-time piece of music. I remember when I was a kid, 12, 14, around in there, us kids would ride the back of the pickup while we were going to the place that we loaded up hay, you know, put bales of hay on the back of the pickup and took them home, unloaded them, chucked them up on the stack. And anyway, on our way to the place where we got hay, us kids would all ride in the back of the truck, and we'd be doing the Blue Danube Waltz on the way to get hay.
Oh, really?
Of course, it was my fault. I made him do it.
How funny.
But hey, they didn't struggle too much, you know, because that's just the kind of thing that us girls did. And my brother, the only brother that was kind of old enough to sort of help us, he couldn't lift a bale by himself yet, but my baby brother is way too little. He was only 6, 7 years old. But he just kind of sat there quiet. But us girls just went to town on it, you know. The Blue Danube Waltz. I mean, we used to be in the living room in the evenings and waltz with each other to the Blue Danube Waltz. I mean, you know, it's just kids don't know what they're missing by not knowing just classical music. That's Johann Strauss that wrote that. And I just love it. I just picture the river. You know, you see all these pictures of the Blue Danube, and I can just picture the river when I listen to that music. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. And did you know that at one point in time, the waltz was a scandalous dance? Can you imagine that? Yeah. Can you imagine that? Because people had to touch each other. The man held the woman's hand in his hand and had his other hand around her waist, and she had her other hand on his shoulder, and they waltzed around the floor in time with each other. That was a totally different dance than what had been done up till that time.
Yeah.
Because up until that time, they were like in a line or they were in two circles, and they would dance around each other and switch partners and go up the line and down the line, hardly ever touching each other unless it was just one hand to one hand. So, yeah, look it up. It's very, very interesting. The waltz was a scandalous dance at one point. You know, like us doing the Watusi or the Boogaloo in the Oh, boy, I'm giving myself away, aren't I? Look up the Watusi and the Boogaloo while you're at it, because I used to dance those dances. A little bit after the twist, but not by much. Not by much. It's just making me want to laugh. Oh, how beautiful is that? Yeah, you guys don't know what you're missing. Look up the waltz, the history of the waltz, and see what it tells you. Just, you know, it's very interesting. You could learn something. Heaven forbid, but, you know, hey.
I can just see y'all playing the waltz out in the middle of the hay field. Oh, that's just a classic. That is classic.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't a real big hay field, but we only had a pickup, so what do you know. But, yeah, and Mom would leave us there while she took the hay back to the house because, of course, there wasn't room for the kids in the back of the truck and a load of hay. So she'd take the hay back. She'd leave us, and we'd have a gay old time while she was gone. Oh, we had so much fun. We'd sing and we'd dance and tell scary stories about the time a rattlesnake got bound up in a bale of hay. That was interesting. But,
not bad.
Weird stuff happens. When you grow up on a farm, weird stuff happens, you know. But I taught everybody the Blue Danube and made them sing it. Oh, I'm so proud of myself. That was so much fun. Oh, my gosh. But my sisters are always willing. They were always willing. So I got to say that for them. That was great. Tina was too little. She wasn't really with us. But, you know, Diane and Rita and I. The three girls, that's what we were always called. Anyway, it was great. It was great. And something else that's great is I am going to play an Elvis song right now that it was in one of his movies, Speedway, if I remember correctly. I Need Somebody to Lean On.
Thank you. somebody to lean on. I need somebody to tell my troubles to. No use denying, I'm close to crying. But what good? Tell me what good would my crying do? I need somebody to help me. Help me forget all those worries on my mind. And when I'm lonely, if someone would only wanna be sweet and kind. I need somebody. Won't that somebody please, please listen to my plea? Need that somebody. Won't that somebody come running to me? I need somebody to lean on. I'm tired of being unhappy and so blue. If she came, I would hold her, 'cause I need that shoulder to lean on. Yes, I really do.
Daydreams? Oh, yes, it does. You betcha. You know, this is great. Oh, before I forget, I want to say hi, Carolyn, honey. I know you're listening. And get to feeling better, sugar. You don't need all this stuff. Just, you know, take a deep breath, take in God's air, and just tell yourself it's going to make you feel better. And it will. It will. Anyway, and hello, John, and anybody else that might be listening there in the hospital. He told me he'd be listening, so I got to say hi to him. That'd be great. And, guys, Shauna's at the doctor, so she's not going to be able to be with us. But I wished her well. I don't know what she's going for, but she had to go today. So I wished her luck. You always need luck when you go to the doctor. You know, I mean, it doesn't matter if anything's wrong or if nothing's wrong or if you're checking up, whatever. You always need luck. Somebody needs to say good luck. So, I don't like doctors. I don't either.
It's Jenny, listen, I'm going to just briefly say this, and you're going to say, what? You know, we were talking about my knee yesterday.
Yes.
And I called her. Tramadol, right?
And, right.
Anyway, they called me today and said that my doctor wanted to do a virtual phone call to me so I can show him my knee.
Okay.
And I said, oh, well, I said, I need the pain medicine now, and y'all can't call me until Tuesday.
Oh, no. Oh, honey.
So,
oh. You need to
anyway.
You've got to change doctors. Well, gee, my knee.
Well, that's insanity. I mean, that's just crazy. But anyway, I've got some Tylenol here, and that's what I'm doing. That's all I can do right now.
Well, if that's all you can do, you do what you can do. And Tuesday? Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
Yeah.
No wonder you go to those crappy ERs all the time. Anyway, I'm sorry, that was uncalled for. Jennifer, you bad girl. Anyway.
Man, I'll tell you what, that's just too much for me, but I do have, you know, this other doctor in mind, so I need to give him
yes.
a call. And
you need to get off the
of
stick. Yes, you need to get off the stick and get that done, girl. Because you got to get some better care than what you've got. At least, you know, in Arizona, he was busy all the time. I had to book an appointment a couple weeks ahead of time. But if I called and there was something that I had to have looked at or medication for or whatever, right then, because something was wrong, he saw me immediately. You know, I can't
yeah.
complain about that. I can't complain about that. So you need somebody that'll do that. That's what doctors are supposed to do. If you've got
well,
something
yeah,
wrong,
exactly.
Right
I mean, this
name,
one is,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
just not.
No,
it's
you
just not right at all. And,
you need
you know.
A new doctor. You need a new doctor. Am I getting through yet, girl? You need a new doctor.
Oh,
oh my word! I have never heard of such a thing. That is
well, I
horrible.
Knew. I knew you'd get. I knew that would throw you off too.
Is
because
that a kick?
Did
Am I getting a kick out of that? Is that a kick?
I mean, how long does it take for a virtual phone call? It doesn't take long at all.
5 or 10
and
minutes.
It's not like we would be on the phone for long. And
5 or 10 minutes.
You know.
You know what, though? You know what? You know what? I would bet dimes to donuts that your doctor doesn't even know that you called and need to talk to him. I would
well,
bet dimes to donuts that schedule and that virtual call on Tuesday was completely and totally the receptionist's doing that takes his appointment.
It could be. I thought of that earlier.
I have found,
I thought
I have
of that,
found
earlier.
That out twice before, and I changed doctors because if you've had a receptionist that's trained to do that, you're not going to untrain it. So I just left.
Yeah.
But, yes, I would bet he doesn't even know you called and needed something.
Well, probably not, but, you know, yesterday they told me I needed to come in, and I said, come in? I can't even get out of my house, much less in my car. You have got to be kidding me. And so, anyway, you know, not only with this groin thing now it's just this problem with my knee, and I'm in a hell of a shape right now.
Honey, I think I need
to check in somewhere. Do
tomorrow,
what?
Yeah, to the loony bin?
Somewhere else.
Honey, tomorrow morning, call that doctor that does house calls. Get that set up. Get that rolling.
Oh, yeah.
That's
I need
to. Right
yeah,
you don't
Friday.
Think it's crazy.
You I bet
crazy
you know what?
Nurse telling you, no,
tomorrow's
you can't
Friday.
Do them this week. That's all right.
Excuse me? Yeah, this is going too long. As a matter of fact, I need to go ahead and get that going anyway, so
yeah.
Whatever. I'll manage till then. It's painful. And, yeah, you just do what you can. And, too, I did check out the other stuff we just talked about with the tramadol. So,
okay. And you haven't got the capsaicin yet?
Excuse me?
You haven't got the capsaicin yet?
No, it hasn't come. It should be here today or tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully today. But today's kind of far gone for it. Anyway,
yeah.
I'm sorry you're going through that, darling, but it's time for you to get off the pot and take care of it, okay? So.
Yes, ma'am.
See, hey, somebody's got to be the mother sometimes, you know?
Well,
and when you're hurting, when you're hurting, sometimes it's real hard to make those decisions for yourself. Because you're in hurting. So I just made it for you. You call that doctor tomorrow, and you get it set up for him to do a house call for you.
I bet I get that done quicker than the doctor calling me. What do you bet? That probably taken care of.
I bet you would, especially when they know that you're in pain and you can't even get in your car to drive anywhere or anything. I bet he'd be out there tomorrow or maybe even a Saturday call. I don't know. I don't know him or his practices or anything, but you never know. He might be a real doctor.
He might be. I sure need one.
That was nice. Yeah. Okay, forgive me. And just for you, because you're hurting and all that good junk, I am going to play your request.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah.
Okay,
hey, there you
go,
honey.
I need a laugh. Okay.
I'll try and do something good for you. Yeah. This is Fats Domino doing Gimme Some. And it's not.
New Orleans is where I'm from. I love gumbo. Would you cook me some and let me know when it's done? Give me some. Now if you wanna really do it up right, cook me some beans in a dirty rice and let me know. Give me some. My hometown, New Orleans, every day they cook some kind of green. I'm telling you, it's all right. The bar stay open day and night. Now I'm gonna tell you what I want you to do. I want you to cook me a pot of chicken stew and let me know when it's done. Give me some. Now if you wanna set my soul afire, cook me a hot pot of jambalaya and let me know when it's done. Give me some.
Oh yeah.
that works real good for overweight, but wow, does it taste nice. Anyway, yeah, chicken stew, chicken and dumplings, stew and biscuits. Oh yeah. Got my taste buds rolling. But not enough for me to have to go out and make some of that stuff for myself. Too much to do. Anyway, I wish my grandma was still here and have her make me some. Oh, well, she'd be too far away anyway.
Well, it sounds good, doesn't it? It really
sounds
good.
Oh, it does. Oh, my gosh. Black beans and dirty rice, you betcha. Mm. Okay. Anyway, all right. On to the next request. This is from Gwen. And she had to try twice because her first request was one I just played on Saturday, last Saturday, and it's like, No, not two in a row. That's not going to happen, honey. You need to, I'll try, but I'm not putting it on a list for sure because I just played it. And so she sent me a second choice. So that's okay. That's fine. Works for me. So this is Elvis doing Never Again. Take 9.
I'm so
damn it.
That's pain, Fred.
That's
hurt. That's pain. Yeah. Now he's serious. You heard it. I'm so hurt to think that you lied. I'm hurt, way down deep inside of me. You said our love was true, and we'd never, never part. Now you
that 2-3 weeks ago I played that and it was the right song, but who knows, you know, it's like magic. The labels change overnight. The little gremlins get in there and redo them.
Well, it's a beautiful song though.
It's a good song. Now Gwen's gonna have to wait until Saturday, but I think she'll be all right with that. I think this was a good song, so she'll be okay. I'm sorry, I have no idea what happened, because like I said, last time I played that, it was right. But it's not right now. So what does it matter what happened last time, right? Okay. Take a deep breath. There's the one mistake I allow myself per show. That was it. There can't be any more. Or the computer might fly out the window. No, I can't afford to fix the window. Never mind. All right,
oh,
no problem. Oh my gosh. Okay, I do have one that is so totally awesome. It's not by Elvis. It's by Connie Francis. And John sent it to me. And it's called For Mama. So, Anne, you're going to need your Kleenexes, honey. I'm sorry, but you are. And it's beautiful, though. So here you go, For Mama.
My daughter, I beg of you, I have a wish that must come true. The last thing you can do take my place while I'm away and give the children love each day. I had to cry. What could I say?
A big ending. No doubt whatsoever that was the end. I love it. Yeah, I will eventually get all these mislabelings taken care of. It's just kind of frustrating when you're expecting one song and another one plays, you know, so that's what it is. And we'll get it fixed. So it's not going to happen with that song anymore. Hopefully. I could get in there and fix the wrong one. Who knows? Anyway, okay, here's another one that John sent me this morning. And this is fun. I love this. This is fun. And if I recall, this is one of Wade's favorite songs, Shauna's 8-year-old son. This is one of his favorite songs. I don't know if he's home from school yet. Yeah, he's home from school, but whatever. Anyway, Wade, if you're there and if you're listening, come listen to your song. You're going to want to do this. John sent this. It's Takes 4 and 10 of Too Much Monkey Business.
God, before you come to me, you come and mean some of it, you be.
Talking to me, trying to rock me up a creek so you can marry, settle down if I... I say I'm talking to me, trying to rock me up. Fried, you can pay me next week. Uh-uh, too much money.
Okay, it's four.
Hey,
John,
yeah.
How you doing?
Wait a minute, you're not gonna do that thing? Huh? You're not gonna do that ta-na-na-na-na-na? Okay. Alright. Okay, let's try it the other way.
When I rejoice
for smiling. To receive your heart away.
Oh, shit. Why, I killed the boy. I've never heard of him. Help him, somebody.
God almighty. God almighty. Why, Colonel the Mike.
The boy's squirrely.
Why? He's getting that way.
Who ever heard of it?
A one and a one and a pig. Now.
Salesman talking to me, trying to run me up a creek. Said you can buy it, go and try it, you can pay me next week. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Blonde haired, good looking, trying to get me hooked, want me to marry, get a home, settle down, or write a book. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Payphone, something wrong, dime gone, will mail order, sue operator for telling me a tale. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Been to Vietnam, been a fighting in the war, army bunk, army chow, army clothes, army car. Too much monkey business, too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Yeah. I'm working in the filling station, too many tasks, wipe the windows, check the tires, check the oil, dollar gas. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Blonde haired, good looking, trying to get me hooked, want me to marry, get a home, settle down, or write a book. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business for me to be involved in. Too much monkey business. Too much monkey business.
I just think that is so fun. Yeah, I listen, especially the takes 4 and 10 one, because he's always making jokes. He's always cutting up, and I just love it. I absolutely love it. It just strikes my funny bone, just perfect in center. You know what I mean? It's great.
Yeah, those are fun.
I got 2 or 3 funny bones. I think that one hits them all. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. Next, here's another fun one. Chuck Berry. And no, it's not My Ding-a-Ling. Okay. I didn't get that one, but maybe Saturday, because that one makes me laugh. Okay. Chuck Berry, he's doing School Days.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard, hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone. The guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring, goes the bell. The cook in the lunchroom's ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat. You're fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your book. See, but the teacher don't know how mean she looks. Soon as 3 o'clock rolls around, you finally lay your burden down. Close up your book, get get out of your seat. Down the halls and into the street. Up to the corner and round the bend. Right to the juke, don't you go in. Drop the coin right into the slot. You've got to hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Into the slot. You gotta hit something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Hail, hail, rock and roll. Deliver me from the days of old. Long live rock and roll. The beat of the drums loud and bold. Rock, rock, rock and roll. Feeling is there, body and soul.
Yeah. Hail, hail, rock and roll. I like it.
That's a good
Chuck
one.
Berry's good. Isn't he fun?
Mm-hmm.
Chuck Berry songs are fun. You could put a CD on for Chuck Berry and you could just let that thing run on repeat all day long while you're cleaning the house or doing yard work or whatever, and it'll get you through it a lot better. It does. It'll get you through it. I love it. It's fantastic. Okay, now I had a song picked out. What was it? Sue, why'd you let me forget it?
I don't know. I don't read your mind. I don't know.
Oh, why not? You need to learn to do that, girl, because I got to have somebody looking after me.
Oh, gosh.
You never know what I'm going to get up to if somebody's not watching me. we could be in big trouble with that one, I tell you. All right.
Well,
oh, I know what
good.
I'm... Oh, my gosh, yes. I need a keeper. Any volunteers? how about the Drifters, Under the Boardwalk? Oh, man, what kind of trouble you could get under there?
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof. And your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby, where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking about.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk.
On the park you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. A blanket with my baby is where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking about.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be falling in love.
Under the boardwalk, boardwalk.
Thank you.
blanket with my baby.
And just like that, it's done. But I like that. I like it when it ends like that.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
Well,
I always
that,
love
song.
That song.
Yeah. That's a fun song. I always like that song. I still like that song anytime I hear it. It's great. It didn't ever leave.
That's
all right. I have, yeah, another song that John sent me this morning called My Back Pages by the Byrds. They had a lot of weird names in the 60s. Anyway. Younger now. I don't know how they worked that, but it didn't work for me. Okay, I'm going to have to try that, see if I can get that squared away and be younger now. You know, and what I'm thinking of is when you're a teenager, man, you think you know everything. No, mom doesn't know nothing. My stepdad was even worse. I mean, you know, that's just how it is. And then you get in your 30s and think, well, maybe she did have a handle on some stuff. But I don't feel any younger now. So, you know, hey, that's all right. I just know I don't know everything and never have, and I never will. And I'm okay with that now. I think that's different than when you're a teenager, because when you're a teenager, you want to be right about everything, and you think you are.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that about being a teenager. Until the boyfriend told you, no, you're not right, I am. And you're stupid enough to believe it.
Yeah.
I did find out better about that particular one, but, you know, that's okay. That's all right. Don't speak ill of the dead, Jenny. Stop it. Man, wash your mouth out with soap, girl. Oh, do you guys remember who Mary Wills was? Way back in 1964. Okay. When I play this song, you will remember who Mary Wills is, okay? This song is 1964. My guy. He may not be a movie star. Well, you know, he may be. You never know. Stranger things have happened. You know what I mean? Hey, okay. John sent me a song this morning that's absolutely cool. You guys are going to love this. It's by Mark Cohn, and it's called Walking in Memphis.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I'm boarded a plane, touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. W.C. Handy, won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be. Then I'm walking in Memphis, walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Saw the ghost of Elvis on Union Avenue. Followed him up to the gates of Graceland, and I watched him walk right through. Now security, they did not see him, they just hovered around his tomb. But there's a pretty little thing waiting for the king down in the jungle room. When I was walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? They've got catfish on the table, they've got gospel in the air. River glad to see you when you haven't got a prayer. But boy, you got a prayer in Memphis. A Muriel plays piano every Friday at the Hollywood, and they brought me down to see her, and they asked me if I would do a little number, and I sang with all my might. She said, tell me, are you a Christian child? And I said, ma'am, I am. Tonight, walking in Memphis, was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain.
I like that song. I like that song. Names all the things, and it, yeah. The jungle room. Of course, he had to be wearing blue suede shoes. Okay. I like that song, though. I really do like that song. Walking in Memphis and everything that entails, you know, except getting mugged. But we can leave that out. That's okay. We don't need that experience. That's not what the song was about. So, okay. All right. Sue's phone just went kafunky on her. She'll call back if she can. All right, I'm going to do Victoria's request now. And she requested, well, she called it 9 to 5. the song is actually Morning Train, and then they put 9 to 5 in parentheses because that's how people identify the song, but it's actually called Morning Train by Sheena. Do I need more coffee, guys? Am I talking fast enough? I want a double latte. Yeah, okay. Sheena Easton, Morning Train, otherwise known as 9 to 5. There you go. I like that song. That came out, oh, let me think. Was I still in high school? Was I a senior when that came out? I think so. Whoa, that was a while ago. We won't talk about it. Okay. it's long enough without really thinking about it. So there we go with that. I've got, oh, hey. You're back.
I'm back. I don't know what happened. I got cut off.
I don't know what happened either. All of a sudden, I'm sitting there talking, and I look over, and it's got this little orange banner across the top of the page saying 1902 has dropped off. I was like, uh-uh. She didn't drop. I didn't cut. What, huh? I said, well, she'll call back if she can.
I don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened. Oh, you timed out. Your phone decided you had been on the call long enough, and it timed you out. I don't know. Hey, it's a good theory, right?
It'll work.
It's a garbage theory, but it's a good theory. Okay. I don't know. It just, I have known people that their phone does that. My sister, Rita, when she's been on the phone for 55 minutes, it will cut her off, and she has to call back. And then we can talk for another 55 minutes, and then the phone will cut her off. It's just something her phone does. They can't figure out why. But knowing Rita, it's probably tired of her being on the phone all the time.
Well, this is my home phone, so I don't know. I mean,
oh, no. Yeah, Rita talks to me on her cell phone. But, yeah, her cell phone cuts her off after 55 minutes. And it's like, this is weird, Rita. Why is it doing that? She goes, I don't know. We've tried to find out, and they don't know why it's doing it. It just does it. So she just watches out for it. I don't know. But she's the one that we always called Dingbat. So who knows? She's got things in her life that are just squirrely, and it's okay. We're used to it. That's how Rita is. Well, you know, she's a sister one. She was in ninth grade. I was a sophomore. She's in ninth grade, and she made dessert for dinner. You know, hey, cool, no problem. She made gingerbread. Fantastic. And so we're getting, dinner's over, and we're getting ready for our dessert, no problem. We cleared the plates and stuff like that, and she's out there doing the whipped cream for the gingerbread and everything, and it won't whip, and she just keeps going and keeps going and keeps going. She says, it's coming there, it's starting to whip, and she's been doing this for like 10 minutes. You know, it doesn't take that long to whip cream. We had our own cream because we had our own cow. So she gets it done. She puts the whipped cream on the gingerbread and brings each serving to the table and all that. And we start eating it, and everybody's going, oh, Rita, what did you do? She whipped the jar of sour buttermilk that was sitting in the fridge.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, we'll never let her forget it. We will never let her forget it. And the first time she made lasagna, oh, my word. John will identify with this. The first time Rita made lasagna, it was beautiful. It was layered with the meat mixture and the lasagna noodles and the sauce and the meat mixture and the cheese and all the layers that you're supposed to have two or three times up. And my uncle and my cousin were there because my uncle had to go to the doctor that day. And she cut it, dished it all up, put it on the plate, and set it out on the table for everybody. And Uncle Jerry takes a bite and goes, crunch. And we all look, and it's like, and Mama just started laughing. She cracked up. I thought she was going to split her pants. She was laughing so hard. Rita forgot to cook the noodles first. she made the lasagna, uncooked lasagna. It was, hey, we found it very amusing, and we never let her forget that or the whipped buttermilk. She will never in her life live that down. It will never go away. And it's fantastic. It's totally fantastic. We love it. Anyway, okay, what brought that to mind? I have no idea. I don't know. Why did I start? Oh, your phone. You got, okay, your phone did a nasty to you. Okay. Now I know where I got it. I'm okay now. I don't have to be carted off to the loony bin. There is a logical progression to, well, I think there's a logical progression to my thoughts. I don't know if anybody else agrees with me or not. That's something else. Okay. Anyway, here is the last request. Well, it wasn't a request, actually. It's the last song that John sent me for the show today, and it's Linda Ronstadt. Now, you know, that lady could sing. She had to quit. I think it had something to do with dementia or something like that. Anyway, she would start singing and the note would start to come out and then it would just quit because her vocal cords, her mind would just forget how to do it. It wouldn't happen. So she had to quit performing. She recorded again for I don't know, a few years anyway, but finally she even had to quit recording, you know, because when you're recording and you make a goofy like that, you can do it over. And they can splice all this stuff together and make a good song out of it. So she could still record for a while, but she finally had to quit doing that too. And that's why she quit. And she was married to California Governor Jerry Brown for quite some time. She has two adopted kids. I don't know why I'm remembering all this stuff. I have no idea why I remembered this stuff about Linda Ronstadt, but she was a very interesting lady.
That article.
Yeah, but I knew everything except the two kids. I knew all the rest of the stuff before I read that article, because I've been listening to Linda Ronstadt since the 80s. So I don't know why I'm remembering it, but maybe the article just kind of triggered it and brought it to the front of my mind. That could be.
Nice.
That could be. Anyway, here is a song that she did called Long, Long Time.
Cause I done everything I know
Yeah, that one's nice. That one's nice. Gonna love you for a long, long time. Sweet. Totally sweet. And she put so much emotion in it. You kind of wonder, who's she thinking about when she recorded that song? I'd like to know that. She probably can't remember. Anyway, that's too bad. You know what? I would like for her to remember things like that. That would be awesome. Even if she didn't remember anything else, it would be nice if she could remember things like that. That would make it sweet. Josh Turner. Do you guys remember Josh Turner?
Sort of.
Do you remember Long Black Train?
Oh, yeah.
That was Josh Turner. Okay. Long Black Train. Don't get on that sucker. You'll be sorry. Anyway, this is Josh Turner doing Your Man.
Lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man. There's no hurry, don't you worry. We can take our time. Come a little closer, let's go over what I had in mind. Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man. Never loved nobody the way that I love you. We're alone now. You don't know how long I've wanted to. Lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling that was quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man.
Another abrupt end, but it's very definite, so that's better than a fade out. We like that. We like that. I love that guy's voice. I mean, you know, that deep. Scotty McCreery had a voice like, has a voice like that. And did he win that year. I think he won. Anyway, he started recording songs and everything after that, and he got to sing a duet with Josh Turner once, and their voices are so similar. It was so interesting to listen to him. And Scotty McCreery has a range. He could change from that bass. He can sing baritone. He can sing second tenor. He's good. And he's young. I don't know how old he is now. This was a while ago that he won. I was still working at the radio station. But, yeah, very interesting to see that duet. He's got a beautiful voice. And I think it was really, really cool that Josh Turner would go on there and do that duet with Scotty McCreery. I think that was totally cool. That was really neat. Okay, I'm going to do a song that was originally done by Adele. Of course, this isn't Adele, but that's okay. Thank you, darling. I got to do that to you guys every once in a while, just keep you on your toes. Keep you awake. What? What? What's going on? Oh, my. Yeah, there we go. So we'll do an Elvis song now. And that'll just, everything will be smooth. No problem. This is I Gotta Sing About You, Baby, if it's labeled right.
I got something to tell you, but I think you ought to know that my eyes are on me, baby, since a long time ago. Now I finally got the nerve and I'm gonna make my move. Now don't you try to turn me off, cause it's gonna be hard to do. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, a thing about loving you. Two ways about it, baby, your love was meant for me. Know that I can't do without it, it fits me to a T. Ooh, there's something about you, baby, can't get you off my mind. I know that I can't live without you, I think about you all the time. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, a thing about loving you. Just like a woman when she knows she's got a man, she'll ring you out and turn you about in the palm of her hand. Then she starts thinking that maybe she'll put you in a bind. She'll give you just a little love and it'll drive you out of your mind. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. Got a thing about you, baby, a thing about loving you. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, think about loving you. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, think about loving you. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, a thing about loving you.
Like that. I have always loved that song. That's kind of like, you know, and even if I could do something about it, there's nothing I would want to do about it. So there you go. The First Lady of Soul. You know who that is, right? Hello? Anybody home?
I'm sorry, Jean. I was looking at something here.
Okay. I get it. Oh, honey, I get it. The First Lady of Soul, you know who that is? You know who that is? The First Lady of Soul. She died, I think it was last year. She died. I saw her granddaughter on some auditions for... Oh, gosh, it's the one where they go into the room by themselves and sing in front of the three judges. And anyway, she was on that, and you know what? They turned her down. They said that her she's got it. She's got the quality, but she hasn't developed her singing personality enough yet to be on a competition. She needs to do that and come back next year. So it's like, okay. I mean, she could sing. That was no problem. But they were right. She had no personality with the song. So, it, you know, okay, well, whatever. I guess they know what they're talking about, so whatever. But I thought that was pretty cool that Aretha Franklin's granddaughter is pursuing a career in singing. I think that's awesome. I think it's totally awesome. But she doesn't sing anything like her grandma. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. She's going to develop herself, and that's fantastic. So anyway, I guess I answered my question for you. Aretha Franklin is the First Lady of Soul. And here's one that's been around since the 60s because it was getting done by college choirs and high school choirs when I was still a senior. So here is Respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Thing. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Laugh in.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And they were always fighting with censors. That's back when we had censors, and it was hilarious. They would be threatened to be kicked off the air, and they would tell the censors where to go. On the air. So it was, I love that show. It was great. Totally great. It took on everything that was happening in the 60s. It took on the war. It took on the drugs. It took on smoking. It took on being drunk. It took on it everything. Haight Ashbury, Golden Gate Park, everything that went on in those places. Laugh in, made fun of all of it. It was great. Totally fantastic. Anyway. Huh?
I never watched that show much.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, girl, what you missed. Look it up on YouTube. See if you can grab a couple episodes because it is so totally hilarious. Now, you know, I can be talking just for myself through my hat, and you might think it's complete garbage, and that's okay. Everybody has to have their own opinion, and that's fine. But you got to at least watch one or two episodes to make up your mind. Yeah. And they had like John Wayne was on it. They had Robert Goulet was on it. Pat, what's his name? When I was a junior in high school, they actually put him on the national ballot as a write-in for the candidate for presidency. It was so funny because he is totally no way. But they had so many people on there. Everybody wanted to be on Laugh-In. You know, it was great. It was totally great. Rich Little. I don't know if you remember him. He was an impressionist. Buddy Rich, the drummer. All those people were on Laugh-In. Everybody had to be on Laugh-In. I think Johnny Carson even went on Laugh-In. It was amazing. Find yourself a couple episodes and see if you would have liked it or not. You might not have. I could have a totally off-the-wall sense of humor, which I think I do, but it was great. I loved it. I laughed through the whole thing. And then I got reruns. Anyway, it was like a Christmas gift that you didn't have to wrap up, you know? Okay. Next song is The Animals. Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, sometimes I'm so carefree with a joy that's hard to hide. And sometimes it seems that all I have to do is worry, and then you're bound to see my other side. Have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself long regretting some foolish thing, some little sinful thing I've done. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Cool, huh? I love that. Anyway, I always like The Animals. They're great. And The Hollies. And a thousand other bands that just can't ever be replaced. Anyway, I came up with that name. The guy that was on Laugh-In that everybody wrote in as a presidential candidate. His name was Pat Paulson. He was a comedy guy. But president? I don't think so. But it was funny. It was totally hilarious. Nobody liked either candidate, and I don't even remember who was running. That's how great it was. Yeah, you know. But they all wrote in Pat Paulson for president. And I don't know, everybody thought it was fabulously hilarious. I don't even remember who won that year. Might have been Nixon for all I know. Heaven help us. Anyway. Now, I shouldn't say that. Nixon did have his good points, and he had his bad points. He did some really good things, and then he got stupid. But, you know, he's a person, and you just got to him. That's what happens. Okay, I'm going to do one that I guess it was about, what, 4 or 5 weeks ago. Pat sent me this one to play, and I just never seemed to squish it in. So I'm going to do it now because it's a good song. It really is. Ben E. King doing Spanish Harlem. Called Ode to Billy Joe.
Oh yeah.
Okay. About the bridge across the Tallahassee, and strange things happened, and he just couldn't handle it, and he jumped. And this is something that really happened. It's a real story. Of course, in the movie, it was probably dramatized because they always dramatize that. But anyway. It is a real story, and Bobby Gentry did a song about it. If I remember correctly, it was her first boyfriend that this happened to, and she just wanted everybody to know that this happens, you know. Sometimes teenagers can't handle things, and if they don't have somebody to talk to or feel like they don't have somebody to talk to, they do stupid stuff. Because when you end your life because of a problem in your life, it's like my mama put it, she says that's a permanent solution to a temporary problem. And it just really makes me sad that they couldn't find some other way to deal with it by talking to somebody and figuring it out. And I can feel that way because my sister did it. So... she wasn't a teenager. She waited till she was 48, but she still did it without talking to anybody. And we'll never know why. We can speculate. But, you know, it's just sad when people find that as a solution to a problem. Because there's always some other way to take care of it, honey. So here is Bobby Gentry doing Ode to Billy Joe.
I was born in Chickasaw County. When I was six, we moved to another region in Mississippi called the Delta. And we lived between two rivers. One was the Yazoo, and the other was the Tallahatchie. dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, oh, Billy Joe never had liquor since. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plant. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down the back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I saw him at the sawmill yesterday up on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Could he be pleased to have dinner on Sunday? Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something up the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson. They bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round. Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge. Into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Man, every time I hear that song, I think of that movie, because, yes, I have watched that movie, and it's a sad one. It has its lighthearted places and everything, but taken as a whole, that's a sad movie, because this boy was very, very troubled. Very troubled. But it's an excellent movie, and I do recommend that you watch it. I really do. I don't remember the exact title, but it's based on Ode to Billy Joe. And I think everybody should see it because it makes them think. It makes them think. All right, here's Elvis. Love Me Tonight.
0297, take three.
May this tenderness cling when the fire of spring is a memory. May you still be my own. Tenderness cling when the fire of spring is a memory. May you still be my own. When 100 years have flown, but if it can't be, give this moment to me while our dream is bright. Put your sweet arms around me and love me tonight. Love me. Let me feel your lips on mine, and though I pray forever and a day I'll be possessing you, I'll confess to you, if I knew that our love would be gone with the stars in the dawn's gray light, I'd still hold you close and whisper, love me tonight.
Oh yeah. Ah, that's one of them sweet ones that just makes you want to go, oh, yeah. Anyway, guess what, kids? I got 5 minutes left. It's all already. Wow. Fast. Yeah. Well, hey, Sue, thank you for being with me once again, darling. And thank you for coming back after you got cut off, you know, because. I think, when we don't know why that happens, I always think there may be a reason you can't come back, you know, and I don't like that thought. So I'm glad you could come back. Thank you.
Welcome.
And thank you, everybody in the chat. I know there's a lot going on in there today. And Shauna, you get well, girl, because you just got way too much going on. You need to just erase that stuff off the board, get it taken care of, and feel better, okay? You got an 8-year-old son to keep you busy. You don't need all that other stuff. There you go. And everybody else, and John, you keep getting well, guy, okay? I know you got some stuff going on right now, but it is healing. You're getting better. You just keep it up. Keep going in that direction, and everything's going to be fine, all right? Just take my word for it. Believe me, it's going to be just fine. Okay, everybody else that's here, I don't know. I got to, you know, say for my sisters, I want them to keep on going and keep on getting better. And my sister that had cancer, she's doing good. I want you all to know she's doing good. And I just want to stay that way. So I do pray for that. Hey, guys, guess what? We got another one of these good rock shows coming up Saturday. So I want you all to come and join me on Saturday and have another great time with great music. And we're going to just bring it on. Just bring it on, because we got so much more music. I don't know how we could ever run out, but because we can play it over again. We're not limited to just one time. You know, we can play music over again. That's what it's there for. That's why they record it, so we can play it more than once. So we're going to have another great show on Saturday, and you guys got to come and join me, because you're just going to kick yourself in the butt if you miss it. I tell you, and you could ask Sue. You could hurt your knee doing that. You don't want to do that. So, so hey, everybody, good night. God bless. Stay well and stay safe. And I will see you Saturday, okay? Love y'all. Bye.